let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Patricia Mottola, author of Religion or Relationship, Living with the Holy Spirit. Patricia was born and raised in Illinois. In 1955, she surrendered her heart to Jesus Christ. In 1956, she received her B.S. degree from Illinois State Normal University. She received her M.S. degree from the University of Minnesota Mankato. She has authored 3 how-to books for teachers. Patricia has taught a variety of normal to special needs students through 2006 in public and or private schools. Presently, she lives in Rhode Island, retired yet continues to teach ladies and girls Bible groups, meetings, and Sunday school. Her present concern is for Christians to understand the difference between being religious and having a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ are 2 different things. Book knowledge and even training are not equal in daily living. Patricia Mottola, author of Religion or Relationships, Living with the Holy Spirit, is our guest on This Week in America. Patricia, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
This is such an important topic and an interesting one. Let's start with the very, I think, obvious question. When is religion not a relationship?
Religion, when it's a part of a mindset, a ritual that you have learned somewhere of importance that's supposed to have some relevance to our life. But it's a mindset, an idea of how to, that there's a God out there, and we should worship him. And it's very general knowledge, and how each individual handles it is entirely different upon the way they're trained as they grow up. Or when they found out about it.
Yes, and let's talk about that training. What does the church teach about the relationships with God, and which churches teach about it? Is this something that varies from church to church?
Yes, it does. There are some. It's a mindset about there's a God, and he has some rules and set up in the Bible, and we're supposed to try to live that way. And that's basically what many religions are about. It's a formed training that you've learned how to do it, depending upon the individual church that you go to. They all have their own idea about how to live or how to be that religion. But a relationship is when you have a God you can talk to and pray with and live for. But it's also a steady belief system. It's not just something that you think is out there. This is a choice to choose the belief in a real God who has plans for our life and made us for that purpose.
Patty Mottola is with us on the program. That's Mottola, if you're going to Google that and look for information on the book. The book is Religion or Relationship, and it's available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the program. I'm guessing that a lot of people think, yes, I have a relationship with God, but not all relationships are the same, are they?
No, they're not. Some people, if you can't see what you're talking about, it makes a big difference for some people. But God is a different person to individuals. Some individuals surrender their total life and purpose to this God and choose to live for him day by day and keep in constant, continuous prayer and talking and walking and being led by this God. And other people have a habit of going to church on Sunday and reciting the certain groups of words that are given us to learn. And so it depends upon the individual's desire to have a personal relationship with a God who is their Heavenly Father and who is a real person who lives inside of them through the power of the Holy Spirit and who comes in when we invite God into our lives personally and the Holy Spirit comes in and then we have a different life because we're now in a different family. We're in the family of God, not just a group of people who have a religious belief system.
Fascinating. With us on the program is Patricia Mottola, author of the book Religion or Relationship. What is the difference between memberships and religion and relationships?
Well, a membership is when, for some reason or other, you you have a part of your income and your life is financially established within this religious system. And the relationship can be, and with some people, it's just the name of one kind of religion, but there's only one God, and we come to him from different training sessions, from different groups, and we have to understand that it's not just a ritual and a belief system and something that we read or heard somebody say, but this is a personal relationship that you have with the Holy Spirit who you relate with in all parts of your life in the system that you're living in and wait upon him for direction, guidance, and provision and protection.
With us on the program, Patricia Mottola, author of the highly acclaimed book, Religion or Relationship, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, information there on how to link on and get information on Patricia's book. Does a legal marriage license mean there is a good relationship and cause a good relationship?
The relationship has to take place before the marriage or it won't work. If you don't have a relationship with a person in the way they live, the way they think, how they live their lifestyle, go to church regularly, or someone who doesn't believe that or go to church all the time or just whenever they feel like it, that has to happen before you're married, or it won't work unless you have two people who are willing to both concede their differences and choose to follow in the same pathway.
What's the difference in obeying rules and regulations on one side and having a loving and fruitful relationship on the other? And can you do it and have both of those?
Well, let's say that you met somebody that was in the service, but you never saw them and you never related with them except you wrote letters. And you became friendly. That's one thing. But then when you met each other, your lifestyles were entirely different. Your belief systems, your willingness to follow either a God or not to, is totally different. Being a Christian or a person who loves and follows God is a lifestyle that depends upon a living God who lives within you through the Holy Spirit. It is not just a belief system in a group of people who have a group of rules, and this is how we do things, and this is how we spend our money, and this is what we do. It's a personal relationship that you talk to him personally all the time, every day, and understand that he's with you wherever you choose for him to be. And if there's a time that comes when you decide you want to do things all on your own and you don't go to him, he will not bother you. Occasionally, you will have opportunities to know that he's real and he's there waiting for you.
Yes.
But he will not force himself upon you, but he is real and waiting for you to surrender your life to him in all walks for his purposes all the time.
What would home life be like if you followed the rules and system but had no personal fellowship? What would that be like?
With a person?
Yes, yes.
It wouldn't last. Some people just say, a lot of times it happens with college kids who have come home from college and
exactly,
they've had a different
yes.
learning system and they come home. And they're just really friendly and open with their parents because they need them and they talk to them. And but then they're gone, and then they have a relationship of a different kind with other people. That is not the real Christian. That is not a real religious life. That is just pretending.
Patty Mottola with us, a lot to think about as she's talking on today's program. She's the author of the book, Religion or Relationship, and you'll find that available at Amazon. The usual places, go to our website, and you can link on directly there. This question comes to mind as you're talking. Is church attendance the only time that we can talk or communicate with God? Is that sort of limited to that structured time?
Oh, that limits it right there. When all the only time you have communication with God is on Sunday morning or whenever your church meets. He is a living creator who made us, who has a real love for us and a real purpose for who he made and has full account of who we are. And we can either be independent from him and do it on our own, and then take what comes, or we can be surrendered to this God and then discover the reality and personal relationship that he really is there and communicates and works within you. And you and he learn together how to enjoy each other.
Why would God send the Holy Spirit to live in us if there were no need for communication?
Well, the Holy Spirit doesn't come in until a person wants him to.
Okay.
So he's available because he wants our life to be used for the purpose for which he made us. And if we don't do that and don't want that, then he will not trouble us. But we will have opportunities, I believe, from time to time to get that opportunity and get it working. But it's totally up to our opinion. He doesn't, would you, no more than you would want someone who wasn't your family just to come in to live in your house.
Well, yeah, that's exactly. Do you have acquaintances that come to live with you in your home?
Absolutely not. If they would, they would be family.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It would have to be God's family.
Let's get back to church and structure, because I'm fascinated by this, and the time is going by way too quickly with our conversation with Patricia Mottola, author of Religion or Relationship. When should I follow Christ? At church? At home? Do I communicate with the Lord? How do I go about doing this following and communicating?
Well, it's just like you build a development with the people that you live with. And when you grow up learning how to handle your church life, sometimes we can learn it from our parents because they have this relationship with God. Everybody who goes to church doesn't have the Holy Spirit, or they don't have this relationship. They just learned that it's a good thing to go to church on Sunday. But the relationship, and this is why it's so important to have this information, because I lived that way for so many years. I was a very religious person, and then some days somebody asked me, "Did you know that you're going to heaven when you die?" And I didn't even know I could know that. And so then I began a different walk with the Lord, and he came in, and I invited him into my life. And the whole life becomes a different attitude, decision, procedure, and we invite him and talk to him just like he is with us. He's living inside of us, so we need to talk to him every day, all the time, about everything.
What's interesting in talking about the book and the introduction and promotional pieces for the book, you say it should bring peace, joy, and purpose rather than, well, I had my devotions today. Do so many of us treat it like that? It's almost something on the checklist. It's emotion. It's words. It's something we go through. And we're denying ourselves this very special relationship that you're talking about.
That's right. And the only way to learn it is to surrender to it and say, "Hello, God, I want you in my life. I want to be where you want me to be. I want to be saying what you want me to say." And that doesn't mean that we become puppets. That just means that it's amazing how he can lead us and direct even our conversations when we didn't plan it, and it can work to help somebody else.
What was
because the Holy Spirit guides us.
Yes, and we've got a couple minutes left. What was your, and I think you alluded to that a few minutes ago, what was your life, how did your life change when you came to this realization and suddenly you had that relationship?
I began to see that some of the stories that are in the book, those were things that he led me through. I'd ask him to show me this and help me to go through this. And it doesn't even have to be something that's very religious, but it's very personal. And you ask him, and he's right there. It's a matter of trusting and believing that this is real, and you have this wonderful power living within you. And it's just like the puffer on the book shows us in a boat without a sail in the middle of the water. That's exactly who we are if we do not have the Holy Spirit within us. We have no direction, no power, no anything without his presence, except for to do it on our own. And sometimes, a lot of times, we get off in wrong directions because we try to do it on our own, because we're not aware that we have a God who's out there willing to be our personal guide.
Patricia Mottola is our guest in the program. That's Mottola. Her book is Religion or Relationship, book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. A few seconds left in the program. Helping you get this message out there, I know, has been Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like for you in working with Reader's Magnet?
It's been really wonderful because I've had books published before, but I think one of the things that made a difference with this one is that I had a person who knows me personally who happened to write a letter to the publishing company about this book, and I didn't even know about it. So evidently the Holy Spirit is using it to reach people,
yes,
and to help them understand the difference between just being religious and having the relationship with the one who made the religion.
And there is a difference. And Patricia does such an excellent job in talking about that. It's life-altering for people who have read it. The book is Religion or Relationship. Patricia Mottola, our guest and the author. Patricia, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure, and it's Patricia Mottola, author of the new book, Religion or Relationship. It's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll link on directly to that information. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.